Joining us in a studio, Rabbi Yehuda Stern. He's associate rabbi at Sydenham Shul, and James Erdang, who is the CEO of Education Africa. Good morning, gentlemen. I really do apologize for Howard Sexton's behavior this morning. It can't be an easy studio to walk into.
Well, I see 2 hours in studio together.
Easy.
It's a very warm welcome.
Right. All right. So tell us about how this project came about. First of all, what is this project? Who's going to take that?
Well, Sounds of Celebration is really a social cohesion project,
right,
bringing together different communities. But I think what's also important, bringing together different nationalities. South Africa forgets. They always talk about race between black and white, but we've got different communities within the black community, we've got different communities within the white communities, and it's about bringing everybody together through young South Africans on stage. And the important thing about Sounds of Celebration is that it's a partnership between Sydenham Shul and a non-profit organization like Education Africa. Mm-hmm. And Sydenham Shul, through Rabbi Stern, showing that we can, as a Jewish community, go out there and uplift and share and work together as one.
Right. So what does the project do? Give us a sense of this.
Education Africa has been, can you hear me, Howard?
Mm. Yeah.
Education Africa has been doing this work for, James, is it 30 years?
Close on 30 years.
30 years.
Really? So
we're very privileged to be involved in one particular area of their good work.
Right. So this is only one segment. Education Africa, I imagine, is much broader than this.
Yes, yes. So I've been doing this since 1989.
Right.
And we do programs from early childhood development right through to tertiary.
Okay. That's a bit of context. Right.
You'll have to invite him back for a full-on show on Education Africa. From the Sydenham Shul and the Jewish community, because I really see ourselves as an ambassador for the entire Jewish community, we've been involved in this particular Marimba project for 6 years now. The goal is to raise funds through the year, and with those funds, we establish Marimba hubs. So we donate, we purchase the marimbas, a set of marimbas for a school or a community center. We donate these marimbas to the school and community center. With the help of Education Africa's marimba educational team, we go in there and we train teachers, we train children, and literally we're taking kids from underprivileged neighborhoods and giving them the opportunity to come into the school or the community center and have an extramural through the marimbas. Now, the advantage is you don't have to know how to read musical notes when you learn how to play a marimba. You can actually just listen in to your teacher.
I was going to ask why a marimba specifically.
That's one of the answers, is that you don't need to read notes. You can just listen in. All it needs from the children is a sense of dedication and commitment that I want to do this. And literally, how it has been life-changing to see a child raise their hand at the first meeting and say, I want to do this, and 4 or 5 years later they're performing on stages both here in South Africa as well as overseas when they travel with Education Africa, or as we saw King David took their marimba band to Israel.
We saw that was incredible. There was some amazing footage of that of that event in Israel.
So now, marimbas are Caribbean, are they not?
No, marimbas, in fact, each continent has a different marimba. And I think marimbas were actually initiated in Africa.
Oh,
more
wow.
In South Africa, yeah.
They culturally appropriated our marimbas.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So it's quite interesting when you go, say, in Europe, you get the orchestral marimba. And in the Western world, then you've got the South American marimba, which is a bit different. And then you've got the Asian one, which is small and different as well.
It's like a wooden glockenspiel.
It's really a xylophone.
Yeah, exactly what that is.
But what's nice is that, as Rabbi Stern says, you don't have to be able to read music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also about patterning and sequencing. So you have to memorize all these things. So it helps a child with the left and right brain
development.
So you'll see that these kids do very well at school as well.
That's incredible.
They're also working how to work with others, in their groups.
Right. Working towards a goal, which is the concert.
Concert production.
Yeah.
So they train the entire year in their own hubs, in their own groups. And that itself is a big learning curve, how to play together with a band. You know, you got to be in sequence together with your friends around you. And then they come to the concert. And then the concert, they see over 180 youngsters all coming together from across the country. They're not only all playing marimbas. The concert is generally around the marimbas and the still pans, but they're now playing together with children from completely different backgrounds and completely different religions and races. And I often get up and I say to them, that's the power of music. The power of music is something that can unite us together and show our common values together without focusing on our differences, rather focusing on what unites us.
And what we can do together.
Absolutely. Mm. We've always had on the concert, it's quite a unique blend. So we've got this, you know, stage. It's a world-class production. Everyone thinks that kids playing on stage looks like a nursery school, Pesach play. But really, it's a world-class production. Lights, music, it's a full-on production with these kids. These kids are professionals. They've been training since, you know, primary school, high school. And we've always had the unique blend of bringing one of our singing stars of the Jewish community up on our stage as a soloist who sings together with the Jewish kids, the Indian kids, the black kids, and all the background. And he sings together with them. So for the past 5 years, we've had Chani G as our highlighted singing star. This year, we're going a little bit different, and we're inviting in Moshe Lichtenstein and the Chuppah Band, who are really picking up great momentum in the Jewish community. And we're now putting them on stage with a very different lineup. You know, they're not singing by a chuppah with a chassan and kala, bride and groom under the chuppah. Now they're singing together with kids from all backgrounds, and they'll be singing a very unique combination of songs. The theme this year is a powerful theme, and that's Heal the World. That's our theme of the concert, Tikkun Olam. And so the arrangement of songs will be both from Jewish background, secular background, and songs that really give you a good feel of the purpose that we have in healing the world and bringing.
If somebody wants to come to the concert, how do we find out how to?
Right, we'd love to have you there. It's, as you said, Tuesday night next week, 16th of April, Emperor's Palace. You can purchase tickets online at ticketpro.co.za. And search for that concert on the 16th.
That is absolutely.
And the prices
amazing.
Are affordable. They're from 60 rand to 120.
That's incredible.
Rand.
Okay, so it's really made very accessible to people. And I think it's an amazing thing to take your children to actually see what can be done for the upliftment and education of those in need.
Yeah, I think
maybe
you change.
Maybe just focus on the matinee.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to talk about. So the matinee, we have two matinee shows. We bus in 1,000 kids on Monday afternoon,
it's
and
incredible.
1,000 kids from on Tuesday afternoon.
1,000 children.
So we have 2,000 kids who've never been to theatre before,
this
never really
wonderful.
Get out the things, and they come see this production. It's very different to the public evening show, which also has about 1,000 people. When you go there, it will be packed. These kids, you can't believe, they absolutely love it, and
so
they get part of it. Yeah.
Cost of hundreds,
yeah, and audience of hundreds,
and so they'll be playing the marimba, the xylophone, and well as are they like kettle drums?
So they're steel pans.
Is a steel pan a kettle drum?
No, it's a little bit different. Yeah, so a steel pan is very a little bit different.
Something
to that
you might fry eggs in.
More of your oil barrel that they used to in the Caribbean. They polished up and then they. I don't know how they do it, but they tune different areas and it makes the most amazing sound. Then we have some string instruments and we have some Indian dancers as well and some drumming. And it will be amazing. And I think when Rabbi Stern was talking about the standard, I like to give one example, and there's many examples of this. One of our kids' bands performed live on stage with Gloria Gaynor singing I'll Survive in New York. And when it was proposed to her, she said, there's no chance you'll go on stage with kids. Then the deal in the end was that the kids can come over to the US. She'll send them to Brooklyn College of Music. And the professors there will be able to see if they could play at a standard that would not bring her name down on stage. We went there more than a half an hour to an hour, and they really phoned the office and said, these kids can perform better than the students, the music students.
Wow.
And it's just incredible, the level. And if that's in New York or Vienna or London and at different points, yeah, it's amazing.
Absolutely unbelievable.
And so we want to grow this. We want to grow this project. We want to establish more hubs. I think we've got some on the horizon in Alexandria is our next hub.
Yes, yeah, so because you've given us information about how to get tickets, but if we want to get involved in this, if any of our listeners say, you know, this is really something that just talks to them, how do they go about doing
so? So they can get hold of Education Africa or myself, James, at educationafrica.org, and or Rabbi Stern at Sydenham Shul, and both of us will be able to send them into the right direction.
Absolutely amazing.
And I think what's also amazing is that the we've got 12 marimba hubs at the moment. We're moving those up to 16. And last year we had 650 kids in the program on a weekly basis during school term, and we're moving it this year to over 1,000 kids a week.
Incredible. Absolutely unbelievable. So if you do want to get involved, please contact them. That's I've been chatting to Rabbi Yehuda Stern and James Erdang, who is the CEO of Education Africa. And of course, we were talking about the upcoming Sounds of Celebration concert. That's taking place Tuesday night, the 16th of April at Emperor's Palace. All the best and well done on such an amazing initiative. Thank you.